Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Paul in Philippians teaches the church about joy and teaches the church about rejoicing. And as he draws this letter to a close, he says once again, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." And part of the component of that joy in the life of the believer is the privilege we have of coming to God in prayer. Paul says, "Do not be anxious about anything." Don't be anxious. We live in changing times. We live in trying times. We live in uncertain times. It is easy to become anxious about the future. We are in difficult economic times. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. And yet, this same reminder comes to us today. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Prayer as the antidote for anxiety. We can spend so much time worrying about what the future may or may not hold, and it may never come to pass. Better to spend our time coming to God in prayer. We don't ignore the anxious thoughts we have. We don't ignore the concerns about the future, but rather than fret over them and roll them around in our minds again and again, we go to our knees. We bow before God the Father and pour out our hearts in prayer to Him. Do not be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Prayer with thanksgiving. We have talked about the fact that prayer is the chief part of thankfulness God requires from us. Tonight is the time we give God thanks. We show Him our thanksgiving for what He has done for us. We show Him our thanksgiving for the new life He's given to us, because we gather as His people to pray. One commentator said that the heart throb of true prayer is thankfulness. Being thankful for all God has given. When we reflect upon God's goodness, upon His grace, upon His gifts, the anxiety goes away. We remind ourselves God is in charge. He is in control. And we can turn to Him. Do not be anxious, but in everything, by prayer, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the promise, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Paul doesn't say you will get exactly what you prayed for. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say if you ask, God will answer in exactly the way you think. What he does say is, the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds. In the context of anxiety, in the context of worry, in the context of fretting over the future, what do we need? We need the peace of God. And so that is our prayer tonight. That as we pray for different parts of our lives, different aspects of who we are, that God's peace would reign over us. That we not be anxious regarding our families. That we not be anxious regarding our church or our nation or our employment. That the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts, will guard your minds in Christ Jesus. We will spend some time in prayer. Lord our God, you have called us to rejoice in you, and tonight we certainly do that. We rejoice in your blessing, we rejoice in your mercy, we rejoice in the confidence that we have that you are a God who does hear our prayers. We turn to you not as those who don't know God, but as those who are children of God. We gather tonight as your church to join our hearts and minds in prayer to you. We thank you for this great privilege. We thank you that you allow us this avenue. whereby the anxious thoughts, the frets that we have, the concerns of our hearts can be laid before your throne of grace. Lord our God, thank you. Thank you for being a God who calls us to prayer and for being a God who does hear our prayers. Truly, you are at hand, O God. Help us tonight not to be anxious about anything. But as we spend time in prayer together, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving to you, may our requests come before your throne of grace. And we trust, O God, that in this you will remove our anxiety, you will take away our fear, you'll take away the frets, and we pray that you would grant us your peace. A peace which passes all understanding. A peace which is truly beyond us. A peace which will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus as we go forth from this place, once again to take up our task, to take up our work in a way that will bring honor and glory to you. We ask that you would hear the prayers that we bring tonight, for we offer them in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer for creation. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Lord God, you are the great creator of all that we see around us. We are amazed as we look at creation to know that you created everything out of nothing. You spoke and the world came into being. In the space of 6 days, you made all that we see around us. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have created the beauty of nature, the intricacy of creation. As we see the grass growing again, as we see the flowers blooming, and we see all the beauty around us, you have made that, O Lord. You have made the grandeur of creation. We look up at the sky at night and we see the stars and the constellations and we are amazed at the immenseness of what you have made. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We see the changing of the seasons. Truly the seasons are fixed by your wisdom divine, O God. We are thankful for the warmer temperatures. We are thankful for the return of spring. And in the changing of seasons, O God, we are reminded that you are the God who is always with us. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, you are ever faithful to your people. Truly, O God, we are amazed at what you have done in the creation around us. And then you have crowned that creation by making man in your own image. In the image of God, you created us. Lord God, help us to recognize that glorious position you've given us in creation. Not simply the highest line of the evolutionary chain. The distinct creation by you, created to image you. Created to reflect your goodness and your beauty and your truth. Lord God, we recognize our weakness and our frailty. We know that if you would withhold your hand for a moment, we would have no breath and return to the dust. But you've given us life, you've given us health, you've given us strength, and you've made us your people. We thank you for your power in creation. We praise you for who you are. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Lord our God, how we thank you that in your goodness to us, you have not left us alone, but you have placed us in families. From the very beginning, from the time of the Garden of Eden, you said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. And you formed a woman from the rib of a man and brought her to him. Lord God, we thank you for the marriage relationship of husband and wife. We pray that you would help the men of the congregation who are husbands to do so in a way that is pleasing to you, to love their wives even as Christ loves the church, to continually be thankful for the wives you have given to us, thankful for those helpmeets who are there with us through our walk through life. Lord our God, help us as wives to be those loving, submissive wives, respectful unto our husbands. Help us to encourage them. Help us to stand with them and alongside them. And may we see in the relationship of husband and wife that glorious reflection of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the church that he loves. Lord God, help us as parents not to anger our children, not to provoke them, but help us as parents to discipline in love, to teach, to instruct, to guide, and to lead, not only with our words, but also with our actions. Help us as parents to take these wonderful children you've given to us, a blessing of the covenant, and to raise them in a way that brings honor and glory to you. As children, O God, help us to obey our parents. You have promised in your law itself that when we do that, there is a blessing that comes along with that. The blessing of a long life. Help us to listen to our parents. To hear the instruction that they give and to be willing to obey the things that they tell us to do. We pray, O God, for those brothers and sisters that we have in our families. Thank you for allowing us to share our life with others. We pray, O God, for our extended families, for those who are not here with us, for those who are perhaps far off, grandpas and grandmas and aunts and uncles, and we thank you, too, for these and for the bond that we share together. We pray, O God, for those in our own families who may not know you as Lord and Savior, for those who have not confessed Jesus Christ. And we ask and we plead that you might even work today in their hearts, that you might bring them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, as you have done for us. We thank you, O God, for the gift of salvation, for taking us from darkness to light, and then for working that glorious gift in the context of the covenant family, that we can teach the truths of salvation, the glorious doctrines you've given to us, to our children and our children's children, to the third and fourth generation that follow. Bless the generations, O God. Bless our children, bless our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. May you hold them fast unto you, and may they continue to walk in your ways. Hear our prayer, we pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen. I always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Truly, O God, glorious things are spoken of your church, because it is your church. You have founded it. Again, O God, from the very beginning of time, from the Garden of Eden, you have called man into fellowship with yourself. You have taken us from darkness into light, and we thank you and we praise you for that. And tonight, we as your church come together to bring you praise, to petition your greatness, and to thank you for all of your gifts to us. We are thankful for your blessings to us as a local congregation. We thank you for founding us as a church. We thank you for allowing us to establish here in Sioux Center. We thank you for the fellowship that we have as believers in the Lord, the unity that we have, a unity that is found not in anything but Jesus Christ and Him crucified, in our conviction that your word is true, O God, and that you have sent your Son to redeem a people for your very own. We thank you, O God, for this local fellowship. We thank you for raising up office bearers in our midst. You've been good to us, O God, to provide us with men who are not only capable for office, but willing to serve in the offices. We thank you, O God, for your elders, for those who, in the name of Jesus Christ, rule the church, for those who are given to us by you to guide and direct and encourage us in our walk with you. We pray that you would give the elders wisdom, diligence, insight, that you would help them to lead and guide in a way that does truly bring glory to your holy name and bless us as your congregation. We thank you, O God, for the deacons who minister in our midst. We thank you for raising up these godly men and for the service that they do. We pray that you would bless them with patience, with wisdom, with diligence, that you would guide and direct them that they might minister mercy to those inside and outside of the congregation, and that they might do so in the name of Jesus Christ, that you might receive the honor and glory and praise. We thank you, O God, for the ministry of the Word, a prophetic ministry that speaks to us. We pray that you would make us good students of your Word. May we receive the preaching of your Word not as simply the opinions of men, but as it is the very Word of God. And may that ministry of the Word never be absent from our pulpit, but always may the glories of Jesus Christ and His gospel be clearly heard and clearly seen. Lord God, you've been good to us, to bless us as a congregation. We thank you for the federation of churches in which we reside. We pray for your blessing upon our federation. We think particularly of church planting efforts that are going on locally or elsewhere across the country. We ask that you would bless the United Reformed Churches as we continue to seek to plant churches that will be faithful to you, that will declare the glories of the gospel in all of its greatness, and that you would draw many people to these churches, that you would encourage them, that they might grow numerically and spiritually. We pray for the established churches across the United States and Canada. We ask for your blessing upon them, that you would help the churches to faithfully reflect the glory of Jesus Christ. We pray for brothers and sisters that we have in other denominations who share a like precious faith. We ask for your blessing upon them. May they increase more and more. We pray, O God, for your church around the world. We pray for your church that is undergoing persecution, and we ask that you would strengthen and uphold them. Lord our God, we gather in such ease and such comfort, and we can forget the blessing that we have. May that never be the case, O God. May we be mindful of your blessings toward us and pray for your blessings toward others, that the gospel may go forth around the world, in North America, in South America, in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in Australia, around the globe. May many come to know you as Lord and as Savior. May your church increase, O God, and truly may it be said that glorious things are spoken of Zion, the city of our God, not because we are so glorious, but because you, our God, dwell in our midst. Hear our prayer, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For the same reason you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Lord our God, we acknowledge that there is no authority established here on earth except that has been established by you. For you have instituted authorities over us. We thank you for allowing us to live in a land of freedom, for a land where there is an authority structure. We want to pray tonight, O God, for your blessing upon our leaders. We pray for your blessing upon our local leaders. We pray for our mayor and for the city council.
We ask that you would bless them as they make decisions which affect us and the town in which we live. We pray, O God, for our state representatives. We pray for Senator Feenster. We pray for Representative Allons. We ask for your blessing upon them as they debate, as they discuss in Des Moines various issues that come before them, that you would lead them to make decisions which will be a blessing to your people, for that's why you've given us government. We pray for the national government. We pray for our senators Grassley and Harkin. We ask for your blessing upon their work. We pray for Representative King, that you would encourage him. Lord God, so many decisions made, so many papers to read, so many positions to evaluate. Bless these with insight and with understanding. We pray, O God, for President Obama. We pray for Vice President Biden, that you would encourage them on this day of prayer, that they too might recognize the importance of calling upon you and the blessing that we have in this country, that Congress has made a law that the president shall call us to pray. What a beautiful provision you have given to us, O God. There is no authority except that which has been instituted by you. We thank you, O God, for the laws of the land. We thank you for the court system. We pray for Chief Justice Roberts. We pray for the 8 Associate Justices of the Supreme Court. We ask for your blessing upon them as they seek to make decisions which will be equitable, which will be fair, which will be made in light of your law. Even as in the Supreme Court itself, your 10 Commandments are displayed there. May that be the foundation of justice on which our nation is built. We pray, O God, for our military, for those in the Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, Coast Guard, those who serve in the various branches. Would you watch over and bless them? Would you help the commanders, those who make important decisions, to do so in a way that is pleasing to you? Would you help those who carry out those decisions do so in a way that brings honor to you and respect to your holy name? We pray especially for believers who serve in the armed forces. We ask you would encourage and strengthen them day by day, that you might uphold them, that they might truly see that they are serving you as they serve their country. Thank you, O God, for the blessings we have. Thank you for the privilege we enjoy, including tonight, the privilege to gather in a time of prayer. Hear us as we call to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. To every beast of the earth and every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Lord our God, it is our prayer tonight that you would take our lives and let them be consecrated, Lord, to thee. That in every part of our life, you might receive honor and glory. In every part of our life, you might reign as Lord and as King. So often we want to keep parts of our life to ourselves, and yet you, O Lord, are King over all. You are God over all. So we commit our various activities unto you. We think of the activity of education. We are mindful of our children who are in school, and we pray for your blessing upon them and the schooling that they undergo. We pray for those local school principals who help to guide and direct them. We pray for Mr. Dirksen, we pray for Mr. DeVries, for others who serve in important roles in the schools, for the teachers who are there, for the board of the schools. We ask, O God, for your blessing upon each of them. May they help us in the task you've given to raise our children to know you and love you. We pray for education on the higher levels. We are very aware of Dort College this week and the graduation activities scheduled for tomorrow. We pray for that institution. We pray for President Zelstra and for that board, that you would help them and lead and guide them. Lord, for the vocations you've given to us, for the various areas of your kingdom in which we labor, we give you thanks. And we pray that you would help us to do our labor well. In this springtime of the year, we think of farming. We think of planting, getting out to the fields once again and turning the ground over and placing the seed. We ask, O God, for your blessing to rest upon the farmers and the work that they do. Will you, of your goodness and in your good providence, provide rain, provide sun, provide heat, and provide cool, just in the proper measure, that the crops might come up as a glorious testimony unto your faithfulness, that they might be able to be brought in due time in harvest, and that we might use this as a way of recognizing once again your ongoing care for us. We pray for your safety for those who labor in farm-related activities. So many big machines, so much equipment, so many dangers. We ask for your care and for your keeping over those. For others, O Lord, who labor in office buildings or other places, we ask that you would use our particular gifts and talents toward our employers in a way that is pleasing to them and pleasing to you. We pray for those who are in professional positions. We think particularly of college professors. We ask for your blessing upon them. May you use the various gifts and talents you've given to all of us to serve you in your kingdom. For your kingdom is not limited to one small part of life, but encompasses everything. Lord God, for all our activities, take our lives and let them be consecrated, Lord, unto Thee. May we not withhold anything, our hands, our feet, our voice, our lips, our silver or gold, our will or our heart. Take it all, O God, for it all belongs to you. May we live prepared to serve you today and tomorrow and for the rest of our lives. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all who dwell therein. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Let's pray together. Lord our God, everything does belong to you. We acknowledge that. And yet, as a part of our thankfulness, we not only pray to you as the chief part of our thankfulness, but we give our tithes and offerings to you as well. Accept now the gifts of our hearts, we pray, gifts of gratitude, gifts of thanksgiving, for the work of Miami International Seminary. Bless all those who study. May you be preparing them for the service of the gospel. Bless those who instruct and do their work well. And may our gifts tonight be an encouragement to this glorious work of spreading the gospel to the nations. Hear our prayer and accept our gifts. For Jesus' sake, amen. Our offering is for Miami International Seminary. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Would you stand for God's parting blessing? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.